This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Police say a heavily armed man killed himself rather than carrying out an apparent plan to attack a Colorado amusement park. Authorities say a 20-year-old man was found dead at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park on Saturday before it opened to the public. The man apparently broke into the park while it was closed. He had an AR-style rifle, a handgun, and explosives. He was wearing body armor and tactical clothing. Gas-powered lawn equipment is adding to Colorado's struggles with smog. That's the conclusion of a new report from Air Quality Advocates. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The report comes from the Colorado Public Interest Research Group. By analyzing EPA data, it found lawn equipment in Colorado pumps out as much smog-forming pollution as about 900,000 cars over the course of a year. State air regulators are set to take action on the problem this December. They're now considering whether to ban the sales of all gas-powered lawn equipment along the Front Range or only stop government agencies from using the tools during the summer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver Animal Protection is warning residents that Halloween haunts are not just scary for humans. They can be scary for pets, too. The department says to make sure pets are secured when trick-or-treaters stop by today. It also adds that while pet costumes are undeniably cute, some pets may get stressed or even overheated from their costumes. Owners should also refrain from feeding pets any candy or chocolate. You're listening to CPR and KRCC. Thank you for joining us on this Halloween afternoon. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air, and when the show starts, we'll hear from a former Republican congressman and his new memoir about January 6th.